Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. What's this? A new episode of Don't You Know Who I Am on the main feed? Yes, it is. Why? Because I have tickets to sell during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. That's right, I'm doing a whole bunch of podcasts in the festival this year, and I would like you to come and see them. So if you're in Melbourne during April, every Saturday, 3 p.m. at Morris House, which is the old European Beer Cafe, they've just changed their name, I'm doing 4 shows there, 3 o'clock. Tickets are on sale at joshearl.com.au. They're very cheap, $15 for an individual ticket or $50 for all 4 shows. So go there, buy the tickets, come along, always get the best guests at the festival. It's always heaps of fun. Also, I'm doing 2 late night episodes at the Festival Club at Max Watt. So one on April 4, which is 100% hits, Volume Pod. If you don't listen to the new podcast, go and get a listen. We're up to 1997 now. It's getting really good. And this show is going to be the best of the best of 97. Whole bunch of acts from the festival getting up, doing snippets of the songs. It's going to be a fun time. And then on April 18, I am doing a live episode of Don't You Know Who I Am for Festival Club. All international guests. It's going to be heaps and heaps of fun. So go to the Comedy Festival website for tickets for those. I think they're also $15 a show. So that's April 4 and April 18. Hey, if you're not in Melbourne and you missed the podcast, go and become a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. All the podcasts are recorded in the festival will go up there. So even if you're not in Melbourne, you can still hear them. You can't see them, but you can hear them. And that's really, with a podcast, that's what it's about. Hey, that's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode that was recorded in Sydney in November of last year. I hopefully will see you all in Melbourne during the festival. Anyway, enjoy. Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. Thanks for coming. Thanks all. Now, who was here last time in July? Give us a cheer. Who wasn't here last time in July? Oh! I don't know what happened last July. This was full last July, and now, I don't know, that's me. Hey, so if you've never heard the show before, what I do is, at the start of every show, I go through the entire internet, and I discover what other Josh Earls have been doing this week. And I found a new one. So this is 310 shows. I found this guy. I also share my name. There's an auctioneer in Idaho, meaning I'm no longer the fastest talking Josh in the world. So that's... That's great. So what I do, if you also don't know, I get 4 very funny guests and we quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with a finalist for the 2019 New South Wales Real Estate Operational Leadership Awards. Can you please welcome Becky Lucas, everyone? Hey, Becky. Yeah, sit next to me. How you doing?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Thanks for coming out.
So you share your name with a real estate agent.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I could see you, though, as a real estate agent.
Really?
That's meant to be a compliment.
Like, okay.
I don't think you take shit from people.
Right.
I could see your face on a poster and it's been like, leased.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And someone's drawn on your face.
Mm-hmm. That you can see me as the devil. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm a little bit tired. I had a wedding yesterday.
Congratulations.
Not mine.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm feeling good. It's good to be here. I actually used to live right nearby here. I saw my first dead body just around the corner.
Really?
Yeah. It's a long story, but...
All right. Our next guest shares his name with a man who volunteered for the Harvard University Environmental Working Group. But the one we have here is comedian Ben Koshin, everyone. Welcome, Ben Koshin. Hello, Benjamin. How are you?
Don't sit on your mic.
What was who did I share a name with? a Harvard University Environmental Working Group volunteer. So it doesn't say, yeah. This is on his LinkedIn, it doesn't say he attended Harvard.
No, that's bullshit.
It said he volunteered for their environmental group.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
He's just picking up rubbish in the front courtyard or whatever at Harvard.
Yeah.
That's like saying I did like a first aid course at like a huge hospital. But then just claiming I'm like a doctor there.
Did you also go to the wedding, Ben?
No, I wasn't invited. Yeah.
Well, you know, that happens in life. Sometimes you're invited, sometimes you're not.
Well, I invited you here, so that's enough.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Feels good to be here.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a private tutor in Victoria, and that is private tutor, a tutor for money. He'll do what you want him to do. But the one we have here is comedian and new Taskmaster co-host. Can you please welcome Tom Cashman? Hey, Tom.
What is going on?
How are you?
I'm all right. What, private tutor?
A private tutor. Yeah, someone in Victoria who just will tutor you privately.
There seems to be a lot of focus on the private nature of the tutoring. What's this tutor got planned? I reckon he needs to do it in public. I reckon it needs to be mandated that he does it in public. I think he's going to fuck one of the students.
He's just tutoring people very private things.
Let's just say my namesake has a very similar strategy in life to me. Get people alone. And have your way. Anyways, thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Sorry?
Thanks for coming out.
Oh, thanks for
I know you were at a wedding as well yesterday.
Sorry?
You were at the wedding too?
Yeah, sorry, mate. Fucking hell. I'm going to find out everyone in the crowd was at the wedding as well. Like, oh, you did get it wrong? Find out literally everyone.
Actually, it wasn't even final. It was awesome.
Finally, it's a comedian who shares her name with the communications advisor for Parks Victoria. Can you please welcome Danielle Walker?
Wait, everyone has to guess if she was at the wedding.
Yeah. Can we get up 3, 2, 1 for yes? Round of applause if yes. And 3, 2, 1 for no. One guy doubts your social credibility.
He doesn't think I have any friends.
And do we think I should have been invited?
Danielle, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
No, you're not.
No, but I just took a Dexy, so like in 15, 20 minutes, I'll be good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
We really are rock stars.
Yeah, comedians are the new rock stars, Ben, you're right.
I told Cashman he should have worn his sunglasses on stage.
And I said, oh my God, I forgot they were on me, and I put them in my back pocket so no one would ever see them. Is that what rock stars do?
Absolutely.
Danielle, you share your name with the Parks Victoria Communicate. I could see you working for Park Victoria.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good job for you.
Yeah, I could organise backburning or check for lantana and other invasive things. I'd love it.
Just the movie lantana, not the actual weed.
No, really, it would be the actual vine lantana, because that is a really big problem in our country. It is taking over the wilderness.
You're hired.
Thank you.
All right, our first game today is called You Can Quote Me On That. So what I've done, I found quotes on the internet that you four have said, mostly on Twitter, but someone is allowed on Twitter. And so...
I could be back.
Well, Trump's back.
Yeah, Trump's back
if
today.
If Trump's back, I can come
Becky
back.
Becky Lucas next.
And I'll read out the quote. If you think you know who said it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you're right, a point to the person who actually said it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose points. So let's go. Question one. In comedy, a leather jacket means earnest truth. A woolen cardigan means quirky lies.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Danielle.
No, that was Tom Cashman.
I don't. I went yes, but I don't know. Is that good?
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah, okay, because she got it wrong.
Yes.
And it was me.
And it was you. You said it.
Do you remember saying that?
Yeah.
I agree with it.
Why should the person get a point for...
I know, it's weird. Like, I didn't write that tweet knowing it would be used in a game and would cause someone mischief.
Yeah, he should be punished because it doesn't really sound like
it's him. Not in my voice.
Yeah, he's not being true to himself online.
I'm being Danielle-esque.
Well, I've got to start doing more tweets then to throw people off the scent, because I feel like when you hear mine, they are of a very similar...
If it says something like pig... Back paddock, something else in the country.
I'm not giving anybody any hints. I'm very competitive.
I do agree with this as well, the whole leather jacket.
I feel like if you tune in to a stand-up special and you see leather jacket, they're being edgy, they're saying the truth, and if they're wearing kind of like anything kind of warm colours, then they're being like, ooh. Yeah.
And those are the only two types of comedy.
Next question. Just saw a bald man with a baby look like a big baby carrying a little baby. Loved it. 5 stars.
Becky.
Danielle. Yes, Becky.
Ben.
No, that was Danielle. Yes.
That was me?
Yeah, was you.
I thought that was Ben.
Oh, man. That was great. I'd love to write that. Can I have that if everyone thought I wrote it? Is it mine now?
It is really funny. Let's see. Was it you, Tom, who... Someone tweeted
about... I used to be a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
Oh, no, no. Someone tweeted that it's really funny seeing a big man in a little car. And I retweeted it. And then someone got really offended going, why is this funny? I'm like, because it's funny. It's, yeah. It's the juxtaposition.
Yeah, it was on The Simpsons. It's funny. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. When I bought my car, I was trying to get a car that my boyfriend would be able to fit behind the driver's seat to teach him how to drive. And I couldn't find one. So I just, he can't fit in the driver's seat at all. So he still doesn't have his license. And the guy at the dealership was trying to like push the seat back and move the steering wheel and trying to like wedge him behind it. But his knees just won't bend that far.
Just so you know, Danielle's dating the mum from What's in Gilbert Grape. That's
So he has a very small car and he's a big guy.
Well, he doesn't have a car because he can't.
No car is big enough.
All right, we get it. He has a big dick.
He needs a BFG BMW.
Question 3. The only thing that can cure my chemical imbalance would be if I had the power to ruin someone's life by making them go through a rockabilly phase at age 37.
Tom.
I heard Tom, yes.
Becky.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, whatever, Tom. Yeah, yeah.
She has.
It's really good.
Thank you.
I like
it's a bit obscure. It's probably not the best tweet for Newtown, but...
Actually, it's really cool when people do that. They're finding themselves, and a new chapter is a beautiful chapter, always. And both is fantastic. Anyway, yep.
Because I'm older than 37.
Yes.
And so I've got a few grey hairs.
Yeah.
And another comedian said, are you going to dye your hair? I'm like, no. That's
no, it's because I'm nearly completely grey. I have to dye my hair, truly.
But isn't that so much upkeep?
When, yeah,
when
but
you
I think...
go one day, I'm not going to do this anymore.
I think if you're your age and a man, it's different.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things.
I don't know why people keep complaining about us. I think we're pretty cool, us middle-aged white men.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like really fun.
You heard it here first. Middle-aged white men are coming back.
Question 4. You never see an unfit bird. Like, surely once you should see a bird that's hunched over a branch taking a breather.
Danielle. Is
Becky.
That Ben?
Oh, I heard Danielle.
Is that Ben?
That is Ben, yes. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like it might be a stand-up.
He's always thinking about the inner lives of animals and stuff.
I'm worried about him.
Regular Ben Doolittle over here, like, yeah. What would be the unfittest bird?
The unfittest bird?
Yeah.
Penguin.
Cassowary.
Yes. Yeah.
Like fairy penguin? Like the small ones?
Oh, no, they're cute. Come
they're
on.
They're cute. I'm not saying that.
I think the emperor because of their size.
You know they're not fairy penguins anymore?
Oh, no, they're little
They've
penguins.
They've changed them to little penguins.
Yeah.
Mate.
Check yourself, okay?
Okay, question 5. The scariest moment in my life was probably the first time I tried to crowd surf and got caught in a crowd rip.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tom.
No, that's Ben as well.
Yeah.
And I can say that one doesn't work on stage.
I've tried it. No good.
Thought it was very good. All right, next question. AA when you're addicted to alcohol. AAA when you're addicted to batteries.
Ben.
AAAA when you're addicted to slightly smaller batteries. Yes, Ben.
Tom.
Yes, that is Tom. Yes.
I can confirm that one also does not work on stage.
I think give it another go.
I added another at the end of it. That was bombing, so I was like, A, when you're addicted to meetings about slightly smaller batteries. Yeah. People are still like,
yeah, what people want is for it to be longer.
Did it have a chart with it as well?
Oh, I did it once.
I used to do that as well. I used to have the thing, oh, this doesn't work just as a joke. I'll draw a picture for
more information.
Put it up there. Danielle, you know the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Things we do. All right, question 7. Show and tell at my school was always a kid bringing in a snake preserved in metho.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Danielle.
Yes, it was Danielle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just recently, this week, I was doing something and I was talking to these guys and I kept talking about feral pigs, obviously, and then they kept talking about pigs. And then they had, in their restaurant, they had a pig in a can, like a baby pig. Confit.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's doing
in
that
a can.
Now.
In a can.
Like a normal size can.
Yeah, like, well, it's a pretty big can.
Oh. They get them sent over from Spain or France. It's a pig in a tin.
I was like, have you ever thought about, like, popping it out of there, putting it in the jar of methyl and putting it on display with a little light underneath it? And they were like, we don't think that'd be good for the restaurant.
I think they're right.
Agree to disagree.
As a former teacher, Danielle, I think you would have been a fun show and tell kid to have as a student.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not as good as this girl, Pip Clifford. She was a wildlife carer. So she would always bring in cool live animals.
What, at school, she had a
Joeys
job?
And like possums and stuff, like, because her parents were wildlife carers.
That's not fair. Yeah.
It's cheating.
Yeah, it is cheating. Yeah. I was bringing in my uncle Billy. He was like a jeweler, sort of. He just sort of found gemstones in his backyard and he would make them into things. But once he found it perfect, it looked exactly like a jelly bean. And I would show everybody my rock that looked exactly like an orange jelly bean and then try and make the kids eat it. Like, see if they break their tooth on it. But I have it in my pocket at all times. But you had a jelly bean?
Danielle went to school in a fantasy novel.
Anyone else have any good show and tell stories?
I do remember when this girl brought in her hermit crabs and then Mitchell, who had ADHD, like properly had it, not just the way people have it now where they're addicted to their phone. But he didn't take his meds and he threw the hermit crab cage around, like there were hermit crabs going everywhere and it was really crazy. But it was so, show and tell was so fun because it was like minimal effort, maximum attention, you know?
Yeah.
As a child of divorce, I was like, I can do this. I could perform.
That crab story reminded me, when I was in high school, we had a school excursion to the beach and we all were drinking like 2 litre bottles of Coke or whatever. Mm. And we all just got as many crabs as we could and put them in the bottle and took them back to school and let them out in the locker rooms.
Oh, no.
And the teacher came in and there's crabs everywhere and we just lied and said they just fell from the ceiling.
Wow, that's a Pixar movie.
Yeah. Next question, question 8. Don't forget about me, guys. That's it.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Is that Becky?
Yeah, it is Becky, yeah.
When did I say that?
It was just a selfie you took. Don't forget about me, guys.
That's the feeling behind every selfie.
Like still just, here.
I'm still going.
It's literally every post, though. Yeah. Every of these questions could just be that.
Yeah. Yeah. It is implied in any communication you have with anybody else that you're still alive.
Yeah.
Question 9. Getting your kids to use the Ready, Steady, Cook capsicum or tomato system to decide if they want to live with mum or dad after the divorce.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Danielle.
No, that was Ben Poshin.
I was trying to decide if Tom was playing it because he was like... When I was trying to decide which one of you
As I did that inhale, I realised it was quite telling about whether I was involved in it.
Oh, yeah, but I would have got it wrong then because I would have gone for you and given Ben a point. So that's why it's a competitive brain for you.
Thanks for giving us a peek.
No worries.
Hey, our final question for this round. Rebel Wilson's last name is actually a nod to the volleyball in Castaway.
Danielle.
Her first name, a nod to the shop where the volleyball was purchased.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tom.
Yes, it was Tom. Yes.
That's great. Wow, that had two big laughs. That's exciting.
Well done. Is that in the stand-up?
No, maybe now it is, yeah.
This is just behind a Patreon wall, so you'll be fine. Okay. Hey.
Because if it wasn't, I'd be receiving death threats. I haven't ever tried.
At the end of the first round, Becky, Tom and Danny are all on 2 points. Get up for those. But our leader on 4 points is Ben Koshin.
Wow, I didn't even do anything.
So bad.
That's really exciting.
All right, this round is called We Are Family. Now, in this round, we meet someone's family. It wouldn't be a Daniel Walker show if we didn't meet or talk about the Walker family. Now, when Danielle was a lot younger, Danielle woke up walked into the kitchen, only to see her mum crying at the kitchen table. Being an empathetic child, Danielle asked her mum what was wrong. So what was the reason, her mum said, for being upset? Was it A, her mum had poured her cereal and a mouse fell out of the box and ran away? The reason her mum was upset, though, was because she still ate the cereal. That's A. B, Monty Dwyer, the weatherman for the Today Show, had just announced that he was leaving the show, and her mum said it was her dream to one day meet him, and now she never will. Or C, she had a dream that hot dogs from Big Brother had murdered the entire family. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Danielle as many questions you want to try and get the truth out of her. But she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point.
So you're going to pretend they're all true.
Yeah.
So, the logical inconsistency that jumped out to me in the second one is that, his lack of involvement in the Today Show doesn't mean that she would never meet. If anything, it would make it easier to meet him.
What do you mean?
Because he's got lots of free time.
When's he going to come up to Townsville?
Yeah, but, how much does your mum want it? Why doesn't she go down to fucking Melbourne?
She's not getting on a plane.
Okay, so the fact that he no longer had that job meant that she knew that he wasn't going to be travelling around Australia.
Yeah, but also it's like, how do you know where he is? Because I understand the internet exists, but she's not on it. She's not doing it.
What did she love about him so much?
Just had a certain aura.
Okay.
She liked about him. She also said he was a bit of a spunk.
Yeah.
Which was my mum's favourite word to use for kind of semi-attractive men.
I'm picturing a guy with a lot of gel in his hair who's a spunk.
Oh, yeah. Big time spunk.
I think there's a chance I'm getting too caught up in this, but you couldn't find out where he is based on the broadcast because that's... Once you see him on TV, it's too late. You can't get there. And they don't say, and tomorrow on the...
And it's like live broadcast. Sometimes they go around to town.
They do it 2 hours
away. And we're cyclone season. They're coming up all the time to us.
Okay.
You know, you just got to be out waiting.
So year by year, there was some consistency.
A few times, actually.
Gotcha.
Now, let's say option 3 is the truth.
Yeah.
Mm. Was she so upset by the dream that she was just remembering it made her cry?
It was like that.
Or she'd been continually crying since the dream.
Oh, it was like the day after she'd had the dream. So it was like she'd had the dream, just disturbed by it, thinking that we'd all been murdered by hot dogs.
Did she think hot dogs was a spunk?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Not after he murdered us.
Were you a big hot dogs family?
Yeah.
Did you discuss hot dogs and...
No, it was just the big...
Was a turkey slap a dark day? For the Walker family.
I like your impression of what a hot dogs family does. Discuss hot dogs.
Yeah, pretty much that.
What was the question?
I think the question was, did you guys love hot dogs as a family?
No, he just was in the zeitgeist.
Oh.
Because he'd just been taken out of Big Brother for the incident.
And then he was so upset that he was taken out that he went on a rampage.
Yeah.
Killed your whole...
This feels less true to me because I feel like if your mother was emotionally invested in hot dogs and then he betrayed her by killing the whole family, that feels like an emotional experience which would lead to crying.
But if she just wasn't that familiar with hot dogs, he just somehow appeared in her dream.
Then I don't think you'd cry if you killed your family in a dream.
Something else had to be going on.
Yeah. I mean, that's clear no matter what the answer is. What was the first one?
The mouse.
Right. The detail about the mouse ran away. Is that what made her cry? Or?
No, it was more that Mum was disgusted with herself for eating the cereal, even though she knew there was a rodent in there.
This rings true to me. Like, I can imagine a mum being like, the mouse, and I just ate it anyway, and I'm sick of living like this.
Yeah.
You know, so she knew about the mouse and then ate.
Yeah, it was, and then cried. Mum was always doing Terry Ferguson or something. And so we never had any treats in the house, you know? And it was like,
so she was looking forward to that cereal.
Yeah, the Frosty Flakes, you want.
Yeah. And then she's like, God, I'm disgusting. Even when I know a mouse has trodden all over it, I just ate it and I have no control.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay.
That's an emotional experience that rings true.
It rings true, the mouse.
But then so does the second one. Are we locking in?
Do you want to lock in?
I don't mind. I actually think it's A, but totally happy with B.
But you can answer individually. You don't have to answer as a team.
Oh, okay.
So, Tom, I'll get you first. What do you think? A, cereal. B, Monty Dwyer, Today Show. C, hot dogs.
I'm too emotionally invested in this. I'm going to go B.
You're going to go B. Okay.
Yeah.
B.
was going to go B before I even heard that he was going B. I just wanted to be known. I was not swayed by your B, okay? I'm going B.
You're going B as well?
I'm
going
to go A.
You're going to go A? The correct answer was C.
Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, yeah. Fuck, 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 shit. Piss. A random fucking bloke in a dream, because that's a normal dream. You can't be crying after every dream like that.
It wasn't specifically about hot dogs.
Yes, it was.
No, it was hot dogs wasn't the issue. It was that we'd been murdered. That's why she was upset.
So she's just eating the mouse cereal,
crying
about
it.
She can do the other things in the stories and not cry. It's all fine.
Yeah, it was like I woke up in the morning, I walked in, and Mum was crying at the dining room table, and I thought something bad had happened, and I was like, "What? What's going on?" And she was like, "I had the worst dream last night. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I walked into the office, and hot dogs was there." And he just picked up a gun and he shot your sisters right in the head. And then he walked into your room and he just... And then it's just vivid. And that's how that happened. She was just bawling at the table. Yeah, my sisters were babies, so I think that's why it was
actually... Oh, yeah.
She didn't know them yet, so...
Fuck out.
That should be how they evict people in Big Brother.
Yeah.
Just fucking gun to the head.
Oh, great stuff. At the end of the round.
Or not, you know, yeah.
In the round, Becky and Tom, you're both still on 2 points. Ben, you're on 5, but now in the lead on 5 points, it's Danielle Walker.
Well done.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'm going to read a fact about one person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If things are lie, you say nah. You get a point if you're right. You get a point if you're incorrect. I mean, the other person gets a point if you're incorrect.
And are we buzzing in?
You get it individually.
Yeah,
okay. So,
okay.
Yep, so ask some questions, try and get the truth. So, to Danielle. Now, Ben was doing his shopping one day when he was in the car park and saw the trolley boy pretend that the row of trolleys he was pushing was his penis. Ben said out loud, "Yeah, swing that big metal hog, my man." And a woman walking past said to Ben, "Grow up." Yeah or nah? You can ask some questions.
How old was the trolley boy?
He was about, I would place him as early 20s.
Oh,
okay.
So a trolley boy, not yet a trolley man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How big was the row of trolleys he was pushing?
Oh, it was long. It was like curving. You know, okay. It was, had a foreskin. Yeah, it was quite... I'd say there would be about 20 trolleys.
Oh, I think it... Because you would do that. But I don't know if a trolley boy would do that.
can I just go back? Why wouldn't a trolley boy pretend it's their penis?
He would do it, but I don't think he'd say it loud enough for Ben to hear it, and then also for another woman to be within earshot, hear Ben riff off it, and then also then have her say. Like, it just seems...
They're all quite close.
Yeah, and it's a car park. This is not an undercover car park. This is like a big...
Yeah, outdoors.
Yeah. I'm saying nah. I want to say nah, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Danielle, you are correct. It was nah, yes.
Thank you.
I would never say that.
You would never, no.
Never in a million years.
You're
I'm the most quiet man in the world.
All right, so Danielle, you get the point. So to Ben. Becky's mum really loves Christmas and the whole charade of Santa Claus. So much so that Becky didn't tell her mum that she no longer believed in Santa until Becky was in grade 7. When she told her mum stood up, said, "Well, you don't have to be so righteous about it," and then left the room. Yeah or nah?
What questions do I have about this fiasco? What is your mum like about Christmas?
She loves it.
Yeah, great.
checks out.
Can I say, I'm having flashbacks because I had to do this Vox Pop thing for Pedestrian this week. I don't know why they thought I'd be the guy to go to do a Vox Pop.
Was this the energy?
It felt exactly like this. Like, I'd have to ask a question and then I'd be like, yeah. And it was with all these influencers and, like, we're probably on, like, Maths and Love Island and they're just like... And earlier this week, I got a YouTube-recommended video that was titled Practice Making Eye Contact with People. I just don't know why they thought I'd be good at Vox Pops.
Do you want to practice now? No. Look me in the eye.
It's too hard. I tried to do the video. I couldn't do it. Shit. I'm just going to say yes. I think that happened.
You're going to say yes? Mm-hmm. It was incorrect. That was a lie. I pointed for Becky.
Shit.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Peace. Sorry. When did you stop believing in Santa, though, Becky?
I put the pieces together at 5. But I actually pretended to keep believing in it for my dad's sake because my parents were divorced, and with my mum knew that Santa wasn't real, but he didn't. So yeah. I could still play the role of God. Believing in Santa
what
with him.
What a rationalisation. Yeah, for my dad's sake. Yeah. Also, I got way more presents than <Yeah. here>. But for him.
You know, I got to be like the innocent child. Like, wow, Santa's real. But then at home with mum, I'm like, you know, knowing things.
Because, Danny, your sisters are a fair bit younger than you, aren't they?
Yeah, but I kept going anyway because I was... Like, I don't think my... I've never told my parents I know Santa's not real. Because I was always worried that they would stop giving me as many presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like, well, I'm not an idiot. I'm going to obviously let them think I'm 30 years old. Yeah. And I still believe.
I think in reality, though, because I remember that same dynamic, but I think as it kind of became more clear in the family that I probably knew that Santa wasn't real, I feel like then the Santa presents get shitter.
Yeah.
Because the parents get more mad at, like, not getting credit for the presents.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they want, like, you'd be like, thanks, mum, thanks, dad. But for the Santa ones, you're like, woo, Santa. And they're like, oh, I fucking got you rollerblades.
See, this is, because I only, all the presents wrapped underneath the tree were from my parents, and then in the Santa sack was the Santa parents. And that was all just, like, the cheap shit from Kmart. See, it's like, you got a snorkel, great.
We're the opposite. Our big present was from Santa, and from our parents, we just got, like, socks or, like, clothes and stuff.
See, my parents wouldn't buy me. They were like, what do you want for Christmas? And once I asked for, like, an iPod Shuffle, and they were like, sure, we'll go your halves in it. And then I had to chip in. This is how a lot of my birthday and Christmas presents worked, is I had to go
you had to chip in
it. Yeah. And they didn't pay me good for chores either. I did all the ironing in the house, and it was 5 cents for each piece of ironing I did. And I was doing, like, dad's business shirts. Those take ages. I was so poor. Anyway, that just sounds sad,
I guess. All right, so... Who got the point there? Becky got the point, I think. Okay. So, to Becky now.
Yes.
When Tom was in year 6, he got sent to the principal's office because he would walk up to kids in the playground, hand them a bolt and say, we have a bolt. Do you want a screw? Yeah or no? Nah?
All right. Who taught you that joke?
Lachlan Carey. Also, what did you say? It's more like, we've got a bolt.
We've got a bolt? Do you want a screw?
Do you want a screw?
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
Nah, you fucked it.
We have. You said we have a bolt.
We have a bolt.
We have a bolt.
And now we need a screw.
We have a bolt right here. Now we need a screw. I'm getting, like, protective of my gag when I was 12.
So had you heard it and didn't really understand the implications of the sexual nature of it, and so you just thought it was a funny gag to take to school?
No, I knew about the sexual implications. And that was what was
right. That was exciting.
About. Yeah, and I suppose the pun of, do you want a screw? And then people go, oh, and then you go,
oh,
I just
made
a literal screw. Ha ha.
Yeah.
So nothing.
Did you carry a screw around with you?
You had a screw and a bolt with you.
It's just
great.
Like, it's
You got it out of the tables in the.
So you're like getting ready for school. You're like, tie, bolt, screw. Okay.
See, Danielle, jelly bean. Great. Okay.
That's funny.
Good stuff.
It's also not a word like screw is like no one says screw.
They
like
did when you
oh
were 12.
We screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it was it's a time in that's what's making me believe it because it's very year 6 to think when you're an adult you'll be saying screw.
my dad worked for this company called Action Fasteners, which just sold bolts and stuff like that. Mm. And he had a t-shirt that said Action Fasteners with a sexy cartoon of a screw on it. and it said, "Want a screw" underneath it as well.
Really?
I remember seeing that as a 5-year-old going, "Yeah, my dad fucks."
Every boy's dream.
Oh, my dad still fucks.
My dad could beat up your dad. Well, my dad could beat off your dad.
Right, we're a double act now. We're taking this on the road.
You're like, I'm 5. There's 2 things I believe in. Santa and my dad's ability to screw. I think it's true because I can see you. I just can see you doing this and getting in trouble. Because I know a few other stories about you doing a little joke and going to the principal's office.
Mm. Yeah. So Becky's saying Tom's a loser. I don't see you doing that.
He was often showing off and then getting sent to the principal's office for showing off.
For a dressing down.
Yeah. So you're going to say yeah?
Yeah, I think it's yeah.
You are correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember getting a real dressing down for that. And this one, I feel like they overstepped because the principal was like, if you were 16, that would be sexual assault. I remember being 12 being like, yeah, but I'm not 16. Yeah. Like,
I know, at that point, it's like the principal's being a pedo. Because yeah. It's like you're sexualizing it too totally. Much. I was just kidding.
Yeah, what you did was extremely sexy.
And that's what's wrong about it.
So, because you sent through another story as well about the principal, getting sent to the principal about a sprinkler.
Yes, I just went up to a sprinkler in like on the local oval when I think an NRL guy had come to teach us how to do Oztag or something, and he was mucking around, and then I just stood over the sprinkler and pretended to be pissing, like classic.
Yeah.
And a principal for that.
That's too much for
that. Yeah. But that I remember then when I told my mum, I was like almost crying. I'm like, I got sent to the principal. And I told her what happened and she laughed. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The rules aren't real.
Yeah.
All right, so to Tom now. In high school, a boy in Danielle's year called Danielle's friend a dog. So, to get back at him, Danielle and her friend got red ink from a pen, put it in a glass of water, and then put a tampon in the glass. They then put the used tampon in the boy's bag. Yeah or nah?
I mean, just yeah.
No questions, Your Honour.
No questions?
Do you know the context of why, not to victim blame here, but why he called her a dog? Like, what was their relationship?
Oh, they didn't really have one. He just called her a dog.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Fuck this guy.
I know, exactly. Well, I don't know. Maybe something went on and she just said, he called me a dog. And we were all like, fuck him. Let's put a tampon in his bag. Let's make it look like it's been used with bright red ink.
How old are you at this stage?
Probably like 14.
Okay, so you're just like learning about periods. The periods are new.
Well, for me, I was a late bloomer. I was reading Dolly Doctor to check if I was okay. It hadn't happened for me yet, but I'd heard about it.
Right, so you were weaponizing the thing that you're anxious about.
Well, I mean, we got one out of her bag because she got it when she was like 8. She was like full-blown woman when she was like 10 years old.
Yeah, she's a dog.
And whose idea was the...
I can't remember. It was collective. I can't remember. We just put our brains together, I guess, and came up with this plan.
And were there consequences?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get dragged in front of the principal?
Oh, yeah. We got pulled into the office. Mm. The, like, 3 or 4 of us, I think, were in on it, trying to get it to work. You know, the mechanics of making it look like that and throwing it in his bag.
But when you got... What, you were still working on the mechanics after
you'd
been
taken? No, we put it in his bag and then he told the principal and then we got called in.
And what did they say?
Don't do that again, girls.
Checks out.
It's disgusting. And we were like, it's not been actually used. What's so weird about that? They were like, you ruined his graphics assignment.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. 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 All right, at the end of that round, the scores are, Tom, you're on 3 points. Becky is on 4 points. Ben's on 4 points. In the lead on 6 points is Danielle Walker. Woo!
Well done.
This is our final round.
Okay.
Here we go.
Right, it's called Hoo Hoo. Hoo Hoo.
Hoo 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 Hoo.
You got anything to say about that, Becky?
I just think that it should be about an owl.
Yeah.
And that the owl... Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, because hoo hoo, hoo hoo.
We got it.
Does one comedian have a joke where they say owl say, hoot... And like, who's ever heard an owl be like, whoo! Whose joke that is?
These owls aren't enunciating properly.
Anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your name's your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Okay. There you go, I've changed it for this one. You lose a point if you're wrong.
God.
All right, question one. Who here doesn't trust anyone who doesn't slouch?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Ben.
Becky was. Sorry, a point off Tom. Yeah, Becky said that. Oh.
Sorry, Tom. That must suck.
I trust everyone.
He went to say yes because of the burr.
Well, I thought you were going to say yes.
Yeah.
Does Ben have good posture?
No, okay.
No, it's me. I don't like it when people have too good a posture.
Oh, I was going to get one of those things that like a dog collar vibrates on your neck and tells you to stand up straight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I almost bought one of those.
So I won't do that because I don't want Becky to not respect me.
I'll keep slouching.
Yeah, I think if you do that, the problem is not going to be the posture. It's going to be the fucking electric dog collar you have on.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine
I almost bought in the lockdown one of those, it's like a bra thing where it just pulls your shoulders back.
Yeah.
Because I've got like hunched over all the time on the keyboard, so I was like, I never did.
It's like, great, guy's got great posture. Where's bras? It's like, you're not going to win.
All right, next question. Who went on a haggis tour of Scotland with their dad?
Haggis tour. Becky.
Oh, yes, Becky.
Danielle?
Yeah, it was Danielle. Yes.
It's sort of like a Kentucky, but with your dad, who's in his mid to late 40s, and you're 20, and you're in dorm bunks, and everybody else wants to fuck. But you're with your dad.
Luckily, my dad loves to fuck.
So, a haggis tour, is it just going around trying different haggises? Because they're all pretty much the same, aren't they?
They just called it that because it was Scotland.
Oh, okay.
We just went around Scotland. We, like, patted the cows that are hairy and then went to some castles and stuff.
Yeah.
And looked at the Loch Ness Lake called Loch Ness.
Yes.
We just did that stuff, sort of sightseeing, but with other teenagers and Dad. And Dad just talked to the bus driver because that was the only person who wanted to talk to him. Because I was pretty upset that he'd taken me on that tour and I couldn't fuck anyone. So, yeah, good times.
Next question. Who was pleased because when they were on a Lime scooter, a man on a Harley Davidson gave them a head nod?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Tom.
Yes, it was. Yes.
If you say Lime scooter, I'm going to think Tom. I remember you in Brisbane when you found out about Lime scooters. It was just him arriving, pulling off a helmet like, well, well, well. How do you think I got here today?
I love them so much.
Picture you buy a leather jacket to go with it.
I think the first time I went on them in Brisbane, they'd just come in. Oh. And so, like, they would turn heads. Because when you're driving down, like, often I think I was the first person people had seen on one. And so people would point at me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, acting like I'm a.
Didn't you two do a Segway tour or something like that somewhere?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did do a Segway it wasn't for a tour. Your birthday. It was a class.
Oh. Just in a field, going as fast as you can on a Segway, going down hills and like racing.
It was exciting. You should do it. It's really fun. Do it out in Homebush.
Yeah.
People.
Just zooming. We love to zoom.
Everyone, yeah, human beings love to zoom. It's like when people pay out jet skis, it's like, have you ever been on one?
No.
They rule.
I also saw doing research on this. You did one of those indoor, what's it called? Like,
oh,
jumping out of a plane.
He did that too.
Oh, you were there too?
Yeah. We do a lot of activities. But yeah, we could fly for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that always looks so lame, but I'm sure when you're doing it, it's actually...
It's jumping. Okay. There's a lot of waiting in line.
A lot of waiting with 12-year-olds who are less nervous than you are.
Because Tom and I went... we swam with sharks and stingrays.
Oh.
And we did that together.
In cool. like a little
in a tank,
pool.
Yeah.
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 In so a warehouse. Way.
Still sharks and stingrays. And I'll tell you this, the woman on our guide was a bit of a nutter, and we were with Geraldine Hickey as well, and Geraldine asked her, how did you get into this? And she goes, oh, well, you know when Steve Irwin died? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, I just felt that his spirit leave his body and enter mine. And Susie Ruffle was also with us. She got out of the pool then. Like, yeah.
I feel like if Steve Irwin's soul went in someone else's body, they don't work with stingrays. Yeah. They kill stingrays.
Next question. Who had a teacher who always told the same story about how he sliced his thumb open, sucked the blood, and then passed out? Then when he woke up, he had to get his stomach pumped due to swallowing too much blood.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Danielle.
Yes, it was. Danielle. God
damn it. Was it a crazy story? Probably Danielle.
I was trying to act real good then, like, who would that be? Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, really?
Mr. Richardson, he was obsessed with Eric Banner too. He would always talk about Eric Banner and this one story about how he had these big two dogs and it was his job to feed the dogs. And yeah, he cut his thumb open with the cans when he was feeding them and it started pissing out blood. And then he put it in his mouth to stop the bleeding. And it just bled so much that he passed out from swallowing so much blood. And well, I guess it's probably not swallowing, it's probably blood loss. Mm. But then he had to... But then he had to get his stomach pumped, and I reckon like twice a week he'd tell this story. Right. I think it fucked him up pretty bad.
Maybe he thought, I was like, I'm not losing blood, it's going back in. I'm like a water fountain, it's coming back around.
So he passed out with his thumb in his mouth? Like a little baby.
So who's your art teacher?
Art teacher, yeah. Well, he was the graphics teacher, and then our art, well, that's a different story. He had to go away, that art teacher, and then Mr. Richards took over.
Oh, okay.
What? Why did he have to go away? What?
I think actually that happened because we thought, me and my friend thought he was creepy, the original art teacher. He was always talking about how he loved painting guitars because they had the shape of a woman's body. And we would always laugh and call him a creep. And then he left the school because we bullied him too badly.
but there must have been a kernel of truth for him to leave.
Yeah,
they don't talk about the pedophiles who get rejected by the children. I feel for them.
Yeah, not all of them are charming.
Actually, after high school, he dated one of the kids in that class. Oh, well, right. She was an adult then, but...
She had the cool. She had the body of a guitar. Yeah.
She had a really long neck.
Yeah, had a big hole in the middle. Because you told me a story about your art teacher as well. That you got in trouble. Mm-hmm. What was it? You got in trouble?
We were in clay making class, and obviously I made a big clay penis.
Obviously.
But just to make my friends laugh, and then...
Before with the trolley thing, you were like, I would never...
And then someone who was sitting next to me grabbed the penis and threw it right in front of our teacher, you know, and she was a lesbian lady. Not that that matters. But she was very upset about the penis, and then I got in a lot of trouble. And then I had to go see, like, the principal, and I was, like, crying because I hated getting in trouble. And then the principal was like, I can see you're very upset about this. And I thought, yes, the crying worked. But then he was like, I'm still going to call your parents. I was like, fuck!
What happened in school suspension?
I don't remember what happened, but yeah, they just told my parents and they were very disappointed in me.
Did you have to show them the penis?
No, but then later, like, I got in, like, a lot of trouble, but then a few weeks later, my dad would, like, joke about it and be like, so whose penis was that based on? Was that yours?
And where
was that mine? That's a weird question.
The mention of lesbianism, because it implies that if the teacher was straight, she would have been like, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
All right, next question. Who left their bag alone in the airport for 2 minutes, and when they came back to it, it was surrounded by a type of security this person had never seen before?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Danielle.
No, that was Tom. Oh. Tom did that. Mm.
Really? When?
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago at the airport. I was like hungover, and I went in for a week, and I had like a drag bag carry-on thing that I bought recently, which like I'm a bit proud of because I bought it recently. I didn't want to take it into toilety vibes. And I know you're not meant to leave stuff on its own at the airport, but I'm like, see something, say something. That was like ages ago. It's like, that's not...
See something, chill out.
Now that's... Now see something, fucking relax. Whatever. And I went in there for a wee, but then, you know, oh, all of a sudden, now it might be a number two. And then took... I don't know. I was really worried about it as well, but it had to happen. And then I went out, and then, yeah, there was like a woman, like, with a dark navy thing that I've never seen. The toilets were shut. There was like a rope in front of it. They'd shut down the toilet. And there was a woman standing there, and she's like, is this your bag? I'm like, yeah. And she, like, gave me a big dressing down. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And at the end, she was like, oh, by the way, you took ages in there.
That's so funny. Were you doing diarrhea in there, dude?
Yes!
Yeah. You were sloppy shit, my friend. Because that's worse than leaving your bag here. That's so funny.
Next question, speaking of bags, who once put all their luggage in plastic bags and ditched their suitcase to save $200 on excess baggage fees?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Caution?
No, it was Becky.
Wow. I'm offended by that. It's because I'm Jewish. Saving money.
Yeah, that's how I arrived to Sydney. All my stuff was in a plastic sack. Like, it was so embarrassing. All my undies, like, I just carrying my sack.
That's so funny. Did you have a bindle?
It was like a little bindle, yeah. I was like the pizza rat. Like.
Whose parents told them they would be so much happier if they were gay than if they did comedy?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Ben.
Yes, it was Ben. Yes, you're right.
It was sort of like that. It was like I was turning 30 this year and my parents were like, so, you know, anything changing? What's happening now that you're 30? And I was just like joking. I was like, oh, maybe I'll like come out as gay. Not that that's funny or anything. I made a few off-color jokes tonight.
Become an art teacher.
Yeah. And they were just like, oh, we'd much rather you be gay than do comedy. I was like, that'd be great if you were gay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're not mutually exclusive. I remember when I was 15, my mum, or like 14, 15, I remember my mum was driving me to school or something, and she was like, I just want to let you know, Tom, that if you were gay, we'd love you anyway, and that would be completely fine. I just wanted to let you know that. And I'm like, oh, I'm not, but thanks. That's nice to know. And then like a few months later, she was like, she was making dinner or something. She's like, Tom, I just want to let you know that if you're gay, it would be completely fine. I'm like, yeah, you made it. She did it like four times.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you've done it.
My dad brought up in his wedding speech at my wedding how he thought I was gay. Like, as a almost, thank you, Beck. Thank you so much. Because, you know, we're a while there when he was doing his dance and his drama, we were all worried. I was like, oh, God, Dad, this is great. Beck's siblings are both gay as well. So it was really went down well at the wedding. Better than it did here, actually. Yeah. So.
Bit of a humble brag. That's right. It's just your dad's hilarious.
And he fucked. Okay, next question. Who here got in trouble at their school for reading the Da Vinci Code?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tom.
No, it was Danielle.
Oh.
Wow.
Because I went to a Catholic school and I was reading it in religion. Oh. But I didn't know. It was only early on. I didn't realise. I just found it on the bookshelf at home and was like, I'll give that a go. I didn't realise it was like going to be bad towards the church or something.
I thought it was just because Dan Brown's such a bad author. It's like that Philistine.
Weird, because they never got angry at me for reading Flowers in the Attic at school, which is like sort of a, you know, I don't know if you know, it was a big novel in the 80s, so she would have known that, and it sort of has a lot of like incest and, a lot of incest actually, quite a lot of incest in that.
Could have used some of that on the Haggis tour. Yeah.
Okay. I'm upset with all of you. You disgust me. And so do you. Very disappointed.
The Dex is kicked in. That's good. Okay. Question 9. Who believes nothing gets people more excited on Facebook than when someone asks for Japan travel tips?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Becky.
Yes, you are correct. It was Becky. Yes.
She did it. She did it. She did the...
No, it's a thought I had about it. It was that Instagram? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, it was your book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's people just, you know, they love being like, going to Japan, any tips? And everyone wants to prove they've been.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, it's recommendation to make themselves feel better.
And they want to have the obscure Japanese town. Like, go to this small little fishing village, actually.
And our final question for the game, who, while sleepwalking, urinated in front of 20 people on a school camp?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Tom?
Yes, it was Tom, yes.
Did you get in as much trouble for that as pretending to pee?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it was age and there were no, I suppose there were some superior people. It was for a camp for a review and we'd been drinking all, like we were staying at some hostel place in like the country. We were drinking in a sauna, and I think, and this has never happened to me since, but we were all like, maybe it was like 11 p.m. or something. All the people that were still awake were watching TV, and apparently there was a blackout, told that the TV went off and all the lights went out. I don't remember. Apparently, I stood up and just walked over to the kitchen. Everyone's like, oh, where's he going? And then just started pissing away, so they didn't see my penis. Thank God. Because that's a whole different story. And then the lights came back on, and as I was zipping up, apparently. And then I remember that, and then I remember the conversation I had and how wide-eyed they were. But I felt completely sober, but I just...
Whoa.
I just
so like, it's like a murder mystery. The lights went out, and they wake up, and there's some... Instead of a pool of blood, a pool of piss.
And then like, a really drunk girl was like... I went back to like where I was going to sleep and she was in my room. She was like, you were pissing everywhere. I'm like, we're all drunk. And then a sober woman came in. She was like, Tom, you were pissing. I forgot it's real. So the only consequences were I was just piss boy for a few months.
Yeah.
Cool. Good stuff. Okay, at the end of the game, the scores. Everyone give up. Tom Cashman, 2 points. Becky Lucas, 4 points. Ben Coshin, 5 points. Our winner on 8 points is Danielle.
Yes!
Walker.
Yes! Yes!
Does anyone have a Dexy antidote?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.